There's an answer. If you reach into your sorrow and the sorrow that you know will melt away, and then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth with Hastings City Council Member at Large Lori Brox and also Mississippi River Valley Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Veteran Board President Ray Kane. And so it's great to see both of you. I'm really happy that you stopped in. You know, the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, I think, is something that people know. It's in our vernacular. We've heard the term. We think we know what it is, but would you please give a better definition for what this initiative is?
So we basically like to do is fill in gaps. So our mission is to fill in gaps that the VA or the county can't fulfill. So when a veteran comes to us with a need, we go to the county service officers, the veteran service officers, CVSOs, and they come back to us and we found it, try to fill in those gaps. So fill in services that can't be filled by the VA or the immediate services that they need right away.
When you're talking about services, what are some of those things?
Well, our services branch out quite a bit. So we just recently did a deck for a veteran in the St. Paul Park area. We just helped a veteran in the Hastings area. He had some mobility issues, and we actually bought an Alexa for him and some Hughes lights so he could say, Alexa, turn off my kitchen lights, and hey, Alexa, turn off my bedroom lights. So the mobility of getting him out of the wheelchair, reaching up for the light and stuff like that. So we do a lot of different things. So there's not one little specific area. We try to fill in the gaps and make their lives easy and accessible.
And who is eligible for your services, please?
Any veterans. So veterans, service members, their families, currently serving. So it just depends on if they're currently serving. There's a different avenue that we go to. We work with the National Guard and their family assistance coordinators. And if it's their current veteran, we work with the county service officer. So this just depends on which portion they're at. If they're a veteran currently right now, if they're holding a active duty status, or if they're in the National Guard. So we're connected with all different types of programs.
And some of these things that you are talking about, is there a fee? Did the man have to pay for his Alexis?
No, we try not to serve or do any fees with any of the veterans that we have. We really work closely with the vendors in the area, and we do a lot of fundraising for the program. So we are constantly out there doing fundraising. I was just with the refinery this morning, meeting with their community service person and trying to raise funds from them.
And Lori, as a council member of Hastings, I know that you've told me before this is a privilege to be working in partnership with this organization. Can you explain how the city of Hastings got involved?
Sure. We had a request. This is an expansion of services. The Beyond the Yellow Ribbon was operating, but under a different group before. And this expansion of Mississippi Valley area Beyond the Yellow Ribbon was including Hastings. And so at that point where they wanted to include Hastings in this organization, they reached out to the city council. The mayor asked for volunteers a couple years ago, and I said, I snatched it. I took it. I wanted to be involved in it. And it's been a pleasure and an honor to serve. I have many military members in my family. And so I really just wanted to be a part of it, just to give back something to them who've sacrificed a lot for us. We've done some really cool things in Hastings. We're always looking for additional people from Hastings who want to be a part of the board. And I've talked to different organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, the Fire Department, the Police Department, looking for veterans who might want to be involved and serve on the board, because we are looking for people who really have a heart for veterans. But you know, we've done things like set up shoveling for a veteran in a neighborhood who needed it. And that was kind of a cool story because it wasn't in my neighborhood specifically. So I was going to take it on and just do the shoveling myself. But I thought what would be really cool is if we could find somebody in this person's neighborhood who lives next door to them or down the street from them, easily accessible. If there's a big snow, they could easily get over and get this done really quickly, as opposed to waiting for someone to come from somewhere else and get it done. So I first asked my dad, and my dad was willing to do it, but then we located someone who was a next door neighbor who was willing to, for them and their kids to get out and do the shoveling and make sure that this veteran had access to their walkway. And so I think in those situations, it's a win-win, because the person who's helping the person out is feeling good about helping somebody, and the person receiving the services, and you're connecting people who are already in community with each other, living close together already. So I just think all around, it's been a pleasure and a joy to do those be a part of those connections and also continue to serve veterans and their families.
So this person that came forward and said, I can do the snow shoveling, was that a person that was already a volunteer in your system?
No.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Super cool.
So where do you get most of your volunteers? I can't imagine you get them like this, do you?
Not really, no.
We reach out quite a bit. We use social media and reach out, but we have a lot of people reaching out to us and saying, hey, vendors, family saying, hey, I want to volunteer for veterans. Do you have anything that we can do?
And we're so nice.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing a family day at the Armory in Cottage Grove, and we've already had people reach out to us before I even knew that it was happening, saying, hey, I want to volunteer like we did last year. I'm like, for what? They're like, oh, for the family day. And they're like, oh, then I get a phone call 2 days later. Hey, Ray, we're having a family day. I'm like, knew it. Because we have people reaching out to us because they're so excited to be a part of that process. So it's great. People reach out to us quite a bit.
And what is the commitment? I know you're looking for board members. What kind of a commitment is that, please?
It's monthly is the third Thursday of the month, every month. And it's a meeting in this Cottage Grove City Hall.
Yep.
And it's about an hour and a half meeting. And so it's not a huge commitment. Sometimes you can Zoom in. Sometimes I've had to Zoom in to the board meetings. Yep. But overall, I think what you get out of it is just the joy of being able to serve other people who are serving our community with so much of their lives and their family's life. And so I think it's a small commitment compared to what you kind of get out of it and what you receive in return.
And what are some of the initiatives that the board works on?
Well, we do a lot. So we're currently advocating for the PAC Act. I talked to Tony Jurgensen, Carla Bingham, Keith Frankie. We worked with Wayne Johnson just recently, the commissioner of Washington County. We're bipartisan, so we're going after veterans issues, so we focus on veterans issues. We're working on the property tax increase for disabled veterans right now to make sure that the housing market's going up. So we do a lot of other things besides just volunteering. We make sure our community members, our representatives are here. I talk to Lori all the time, hey, this is going on in our community. So it's a lot of different things. It's really hard to just narrow down one little.
So the River Valley, beyond the Yellow Ribbon, encompasses how many cities?
5 cities right now. So the Minnesota National Guard came to us with the state beyond the Yellow Ribbon and said, hey, Hastings, we want to get Hastings going, and so can you take that over? And we took that right away, just like Lori. We're like, we'll take that. We'll take it over and see what we can do in there. So we also branched out. We were just Cottage Grove when I first started back in 2016. We've been a beyond the Yellow Ribbon city in Cottage Grove since 2011. So we've expanded down into, because we know that there's a need in St. Paul Park. There was a need in Newport. We've seen that a lot. And we've actually seen quite a bit of need in Hastings, too. And we've reached out to quite a few veterans. We did 158 families for Christmas this year.
Mm.
And I think there was 23 from Hastings.
Beautiful.
Yeah, their armory
and
was
it's under
active.
The radar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's hard for people to ask for help.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
So my father-in-law is a veteran, a Vietnam veteran. And what was interesting was, as I've been learning about all the services that are available, I go to him and I said, did you know that, have you ever worked with a county veteran service officer? Because I know you need this or I know you need that, and these might be some resources that are available to you. And it's really hard to say yes when people come to you wanting to extend help. So we really appreciate it when veterans are willing to reach out, because we know it's really hard to take that first step. But that's why we're here, is to connect with all the other services. Maybe we don't provide them all, or like Ray said, but we can fill some gaps. We've done a lot of different things to fill gaps, and we're also looking for community partners, like businesses who do specific things in Hastings, whether it's auto work or HVAC or other things that they would be willing to offer to a veteran who has a need. So we're also looking to make those connections between people who have a skill or something that they're willing to offer and veterans who might need it. So it's not just a matter of yeah, this person needs Christmas items or a Thanksgiving dinner, but it's like, it's just making those connections too that are going to last beyond that one interaction. It's a community connection that's a very valuable thing.
Do you find that some of your volunteers that do these actual projects, that they are veterans themselves?
Yes, no, that's kind of a mixed thing. We just see that they're supporters of veterans and they're loving just being out there and helping. When we have a need, I call up a vendor and say, hey, we try to really focus on local vendors. That's our number one thing. I think since I've been there in 2016, I had to reach out to two veterans that were outside our local area. And that's because it was just an extensive project that we had to do. But veterans and the vendors are like, hey, we want to help. We want to be a part of this.
And that's, you know, building community also.
It's great because not like we did a access for a World War II veteran. She got put in a wheelchair and she couldn't get out of her driveway because it's in a townhome kind of thing to where it was like the city wasn't able to access that and make the ramp. So we reached out to a community partner and he had his whole crew there. GB Masonry came in and they poured the cement. They took out everything and it was just a huge project. And we fundraised a little bit. The VFW and the American Legion gave $200 each. So we paid for the cement. They were so excited. We took pictures and it was very emotional.
It sounds emotional. I'm getting emotional just hearing about it. And those are just some of the many, many things that your organization continues to do. So I know that you mentioned you have fundraisers. Do you have any fundraisers coming up?
We are currently working on a golf. It's going to be our first golf event. We don't have the date and time. Like us on Facebook. One of our events and donation coordinators are working on that right now. Our Vice President, Patrick Nichols, is working on it. We're going to be having it down at River Oaks. And we're trying to get that local area to where it's all around the St. Paul Park and Newport area and the Hastings area. So we're going to try that because we helped a lot of people this year during Christmas. We had the Cottage Grove Armory and the Hastings Armory both being active duty during that time. So we did a lot and it kind of drained some of our funding a little bit. But that's part of our program is to go back and look at it. That and the VFW, the American Legion in Hastings and in Cottage Grove and St. Paul Park have been wonderful to us with the donation. So when we ask for a request, they're helping us out quite a bit. So
and the board members donate as well. I mean, I've been in a lot of board meetings where someone just says, I'm going to cover that. Yeah. And so the board members themselves do cover a lot of expenses and offer their resources as well. But of course, we want other people to get involved. And if they want to be involved on the board or donate money, more than welcome to do that. And we'll take that, all the help we can get.
And how would they go about donating money, please?
So we do have a P.O. box. It's beyond the yellow ribbon. And it's P.O. Box 532. And it's in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, and 55016. And then we are working on getting a Venmo and some other stuff like that going on. But we can donate through Facebook, too. And our Facebook page is Cottage Grove Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. And you'll see our Mississippi River Valley logo on there because we are trying to change our name officially. We're working on that process. COVID kind of had a little slowdown with that process because COVID hit us pretty hard with the need in the community. So we kind of slowed down with the admin process and focused on our community a little bit more.
Ray, what is your background before you came to this organization?
I was a retail manager for quite a few years. And then I got sick. Got a double organ transplant, went back to college, and I was on their Beyond the Yellow Ribbon board. But when I graduated, they said, I can't be on there anymore. So I reached out to the city of Cottage Grove, and I got on board as a treasurer, and it just progressed from there. So I also served 13 and a half years in the Minnesota National Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Lori, how fun is this to be involved in?
I love it. It's been a joy and a privilege, and we drag our kids along for things sometimes that we volunteer for. So we did a early morning coffee and donut event at the Cottage Grove Armory for a group of soldiers that were deploying. And it's it's an opportunity for my kids to see that what other kids their age and families are going through.
The sacrifices that they're
making.
And
the sacrifice, and to build that appreciation. I think it builds in them some patriotism too. You know, just to be proud of our country and that we have people that are willing to do this. And my son has talked about going into the military, and he's a teenager, so that kind of ebbs and flows. But we always, you know, we want to encourage our kids to do what they're supposed to do in their lives. But I think just having the exposure to seeing what this looks like in real life, the beauty and the difficulty, and getting to serve people whose families are going through some really hard things. It's been really wonderful for our family.
And I think there aren't a lot of places where families can volunteer together. So this is great to hear. And again, if people want to volunteer, how could they get a hold of you?
Our Facebook, so we have also Cottage Grove, so it's cgbtyr@gmail.com. Email us. Come to our meetings. You know, our meetings, they're very relaxed. Mm-hmm. You know, we enjoy having fun.
My kind of meeting.
we do our votes and stuff like that, but it's very relaxed because it's very community orientated. Mm-hmm. And kids are welcome to come and hang out and be a part of the program. When Lori's kids come, it's great because they were out there. They weren't just the kids that laid back. They were in there. They were passing out donuts, and it was a good thing for our community to be there and support the people that are going, especially the families, because they also make sacrifices. Sometimes we forget about the families because the veterans are over there, they're working, and we want to support them, but we also need to support the families here in the community.
Well, and maybe that is a part of this education process that I think every one of us knows somebody that either will be deployed, has been deployed, or is currently deployed. Mm-hmm. And just acts of kindness, I think, really go a long way when you're missing somebody in your family like that. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
we have restaurants reach out to us and say, hey, we have some extra meals. Do you know anybody? And we're absolutely, especially during the holidays. You know, some companies do the gap, you know, when they're overseas, they pay the gap with them with their pay, but some families don't. So you have local contractors, you have people that are working, entrepreneurs that are going there, that they're losing quite a bit of money, and who sacrifices is the couple that's home, the family that's home, the significant other that's home. And so we want to make sure we get their meals. So we provided several Christmas meals, several holiday meals. We had a local vendor that came down and said, just knocked on the door, I'm going to deliver a lasagna, extra plate of pasta. And that's a big thing. Cookies during the holiday season, we sent out, I think, 74 packages overseas this year with homemade cookies. Everybody likes Oreos packaged, but a homemade cookie.
What a treat.
That's a big deal when you're overseas.
Absolutely. So. Well, I really appreciate you talking to us and telling us more about this program. And Hastings is a part of the Mississippi River Valley Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program.
Yes.
So if people want to take advantage of some of the services that you have, they should look you up on Facebook.
Facebook or email us.
Okay.
Cottage Grove, so cgbtyr@gmail.com. Facebook us, you know, send us a message. We get it there. If you're working with a county service officer, tell them you want to work with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. We have a great relationship with Washington County, Dakota County. We attend all their meetings. We work with Lisa, Carla, all the time. So, Carly, I'm sorry, all the time.
Wonderful. Yep. Great to see you both. Thank you so much. Hastings City Council Member at Large, Lori Brox. And we also want to thank Ray Kane. He is the board chair.
Yes, board president.
Board president of the Mississippi River Valley Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program. Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul.